Hey, Matt.
Hey, Jack. Here we are. Matt Steinwade in 10. Should be Matt and Jack in 10. So let's get into this thing. Hit the timer, Jack. I like to keep it around 10 minutes if we can. So this one, managing your inner self. This is like a timely topic, isn't it?
It's come at the right time.
You were in the car with me yesterday, Jack.
I was.
Yeah. Was that out of control or what?
Oh, mate, it was certainly hard to listen to.
Did I not manage my inner self very well? We're talking about ex-wives, kids, huge issues with some of it.
Lots of juggling.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, huge. And we were talking to the nan, so my ex-wife's mum, and it just blew up, didn't it?
Yeah, it was certainly a bit intense.
It blew up so much that I even said to you, don't talk to me, get out of the car, didn't I? So look, let's start with this one. Like, managing your inner self, it's an ongoing process. It's like a lifelong journey. So I don't think there's a solution for it immediately. I was watching a thing the other day about some Buddhist leader who some of the people that follow him and work with him was saying that he loses his temper.
Really?
Yeah, big time. So, like, I think it's an awareness.
Mm.
Now, here's the thing. This is why I really like this topic. You actually picked this topic.
I did today.
Yeah. So, but it's something that, you know, I strive for. Energy mastery is something that I really want to achieve in life. And the reason for that is you create a smoother life.
You do.
So everything's from the inside out. And once you start to understand that, if you're listening to this and you live a stressful, anxious, bumpy life, then we'll just turn the car off. We're actually recording this in the car, aren't we?
We are. So, it's about 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, 8 o'clock at night, raining outside. Jack's determined to get the podcast done. So here we are. But if you're living, like, all you have to do is observe. So if your life goes from one bump to the next, one crisis to the next, one unhappy event to the next, I want you to check in on how your constant energy pattern is. So are you angry often? Are you worried? Are you stressed? Are you desperate? Do you have not a lot of ease? So is that your natural set point? Because I reckon we form a habit. I reckon we form a habit of energy and emotion, and we get used to it. So some people, have you ever met a person that just whinges a lot?
Yeah.
Very negatively oriented, but that's their natural pattern that they're used to.
Mm.
So it would take a lot. I know someone really well. They just talk. Everything about them is they either criticize or they're negative.
Yeah.
You can't live a happy life if you're not happy inside. That's sort of how it works.
Yeah.
So managing your inner self, here's the challenge. When you set this goal, you are going to be challenged to become better.
Yeah.
So what that means is you're not going to walk around on a cloud going, oh, life's amazing now, and I'm just in this euphoric place of ease. Your universe is going to make you work for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So if you want to be an energy master, that means you will probably have more stressful situations for a while. But what it's going to help you do is tune it. So you can't, if your car's out of tune, you can feel it. It's like bumpy.
Mm.
Boop, 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 boop. Take it to the mechanic, puts a timing light on it, does all this, makes a few adjustments. Doesn't get it right initially, and then might tighten a few more things, align a few more things, and then it starts running smoothly. And it'll do that for a while, and after a while, it'll go out of tune again. It's a little bit like us. So if you want a life of improvement, try it for one day. Not a month, just one day. And what I want you to do is I want you to start the day with the intention of feeling ease. You don't have to try and be excited, over happy, all of this sort of stuff. If that's not your natural state right now, you just want to be relaxed. I reckon relaxed is where the power is. Relaxed sort of neutralizes everything.
Yeah.
So you could have the worst day today and you could go to sleep. When you sleep, all energy stops. So all of your momentum stops. When you wake up tomorrow, I want you to take your time waking up. I want you to don't push yourself to go to the gym if you're tired, if you're feeling not great. Sleep in a little bit. Like, you know, there's no better feeling, I don't reckon, than knowing you don't have to start till 9 o'clock or even later and sleeping until you're naturally ready to wake up.
Well, it's the best way to wake up.
Totally. This 5 a.m. club, yeah, that's great. Get up at 5 a.m. if you really, really want to and you have had enough sleep. But if you don't want to, don't. Like, just sleep until you wake up, even if it's 7:30. That's what I want you to do tomorrow. Get up or wake up and lay there for a little while and just feel, you know, that stillness of your room?
Yeah.
When it's like still and warm.
Nothing's happened in the day. It's just completely untouched.
Exactly.
Just still. Yeah.
Take 5 minutes. That's all. Just 5 minutes. Sink into the bed. Just feel your sort of the energy around you. Once you get up, just slowly ease into it. Don't just answer. I mean, check your phone if you want, but don't get right into it. Mm. Just have a breeze over it. Just know what's happening. Set your mind. Have a really good breakfast. Go for a run. Do something that you want to do. Then go to work. But when you're at work, you might get to 9 o'clock and then something's going to happen and it's going to throw you out.
Yeah.
But here's how I want you to see it from now on. When something happens to you that upsets you, which is where I lost it yesterday, because it was like such a sore point with me that it's been ongoing with my ex-wife and all this for so long about managing the kids and things. And there's changes in that dynamic that's big time that I'm going to have to sort of try and manage. Mm. And we're busting at the seams at the moment.
We're busting at the seams.
We are. When something happens, I want you to see it as you've got your hand on the stove and it's burning you. Mm. The longer that you burn, your hand burns, the sorer it's going to get.
Yeah.
If you take your hand off the stove, you can go ouch, 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 and put it in the water and cool it down. So something's going to happen every single day, 30 times a day. You've got to not stay in that mode. Mm. You've got to just accept it. Don't hang in there. You give that attention for 2 minutes, you're on that train. That momentum started.
Don't dwell on it.
It's going to change your energy pattern. That's right. It's going to be harder to get settled again. You can feel it when you've got angry, upset, whatever, and you've given it a lot of energy. You can feel that it actually changes your makeup. Mm. And it's really hard to go into the next thing, like an appointment or the gym or something, and your body's feeling great. You feel great. You won't. People will see it in your energy.
Yeah.
The key to energy mastery is to spend more time in the relaxed, feeling good state, and less time, giving it less attention in those bumps. If you can do that, the bumps will lessen. They will definitely lessen, and you will start to get used to, you will change your inner habit. When we said people stay in this energy habit, you will actually get more used to the energy or the emotion of feeling good. And you won't be prepared to feel crap. Like, you won't give it any, you won't get stuck in that mode. People quite often say, you were in the car with me the other day and someone said, you're like a duck just cruising along the water.
Yeah, yeah.
They know there's heaps going on in our lives, but I'm always calm, apart from yesterday. But I'm always calm. I'm always centered. Mm. I'm always, even though I don't feel it sometimes, I center myself, go into somebody's home and I want to be attractive to them. Your energy is the reason that you will attract great things into your life. People, circumstances, money, health, everything. It all comes down to the energy that you're bringing in, that you're giving out. So managing your inner self, you've got to really, really want to do it, and you've got to be really, really aware of it. Here's the thing I'm going to leave you with in this last minute. If you can do this for 30 days, I know I said don't try for 30 days, but if you can commit to doing it for one day, see how you go, observe. Do it for the next day, see how you go, observe. You'll forget a day or two and then try and do it again. But over time, you're going to try and do it for 30 days straight. And here's my guarantee for you. If you can manage to stay in an 80% good feeling zone for at least, or not at least, 30 days, your life will change. Your results will change. Your environment will change. Your income will change, like results will come to you that you weren't expecting. Your mindset will change, your energy pattern will change, and your ability to understand where you want to spend most of your time will change. And if that's not enough reason to stay in the crappy mood that you're in and be in that. But that is the secret to long-lasting, sustaining success and health, happiness, everything. Managing your inner self is the most powerful thing you can do for your life. Thanks, Jack. That's 10 minutes and 30 seconds.
Thanks, Matt.
All right. See you on the next podcast.